This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. Welcome back to Making Mount Rushmore. I am your moderator, Andy Atherton. Thank you for joining me. And I have a great panel tonight. Tonight is a music episode. We haven't done one in a little bit. We're talking about one-hit wonders, those one-and-done bands. They had those that great song that was everywhere and anywhere and just disappeared. But we're talking about two specific decades. In our first half of the show, we are going to do the 80s. And then later on in the B block, we will do the 90s. And also, we have two first-timers joining the show tonight. But let's start off with one of our old-timers. We got our friend Matt Souza. Matt, how are you?
Andy, thank you for having me back. Looking forward to talking about 80s and 90s one-hit wonders. And looking forward to shitting on some picks from the other panelists. So,
all right. Well, that's what we hope for on this show. That's why we have you here. One of our new panelists, he is my co-host, or one of my co-hosts on Pop Goes the Classics, the Disney show that we both do with the lovely Miranda Berthold. This is Steve Riddle. Hey, Steve.
What's up, Andy?
Nothing much. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Glad to be here with some really cool people.
All right. Speaking of really cool people, we got Sean Kidd as well.
I am very happy to be here with cool people as well, except for Matt Souza. So very happy to be here tonight.
You monster. You monster.
The layup was there. I just took it. I'm sorry.
Also, one of our other first-timers, you recently joined me on the last episode of Laugh at Theater, Mr. Tim Slomkas. Tim, how are you?
Good. Yourself?
I'm great. Ready to talk some music from the 80s and 90s?
Can't wait.
And bringing up the rest of our end of our panel, we got Logan Crosland, the Bud Pie. How are you, Logan?
I'm doing good. How could you say old timers and not introduce Sean first? I mean, that was right there. You had the layup, like Sean said about Matt. But like, it's good to be here. I'm glad to be here with everybody.
It's a great point, Andy. It was right there.
Yeah, but you guys forget I'm old too. So
I don't always think the old guy. I appreciate you, Andy. You're a good guy.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Much love. Much respect. All right, so we are talking about one-hit wonders. The 80s was a great decade of music, but most importantly, there was a shit ton of one-hit wonders. These were bands that, you know, these songs were everywhere, played all over MTV, and then you never heard from them again. But the songs had incredible staying power. So we're starting off with Matt Souza. Matt, give us the first entry on your 80s one-hit wonder, Mount Rushmore.
So this song was the first one that popped into my head when I saw that this was a topic, and that is Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners. I mean, it was when I heard when I saw the topic 80s one-hit wonders, it was literally the first song that popped into my head, and it had to be on this list. I mean, it's a song that I think even today that if it gets played in some dive bar somewhere, I mean, the whole place is going to stand up because it's such a great song. So it has to be on this list for me.
Yep. Steve, it made your list as well.
Yeah, I agree with I definitely agree with Matt. This is one of those quintessential one-hit wonders for the 80s. And it's funny because I would imagine a lot of people know the song, but they probably have no idea the name of the band that performs it. So it's just like they hear the song. It's like, oh, yeah, that's that song, but I don't remember what the band is.
Yes, as our friend Ben Locke would say, I think they actually had a – I don't know if they had another hit or two in England, but it was a very interesting look for this band as well. Sean, you remember the video, right?
Oh my God, the overalls, the dancing. It's, you know, I hate starting off a podcast agreeing with Matt Souza of all people, but he's absolutely right. It's the first song that came to my mind when we laid out this list, and an iconic song. It's got a good beat, good rhythm. Again, whenever it comes on, everybody's going to recognize it regardless of what generation you are. Just a fantastic song.
Mm-hmm. And shocker, it made Tim's list as well. Tim, you're on mute.
Yep. Sorry. I was going to say, it's one of those songs that everyone sings along to, but also everyone badly dances to. like every bar I've been to, when this song comes out, everyone gets like group hugs, but just there's no rhythm to it, but everyone's enjoying it. So it's a party song for sure.
And they butcher the words too quite often.
Oh yeah, brutally. Yeah,
yeah, I've spoken about it on shows like back when I was DJing back in the 90s, I worked at a club. And one of the things, though, we had to do was we did lip syncs to a lot of songs. And I butchered this. I mean, thank God nobody could hear me. I just tried to fake it as well as I could. But yeah, it's a fun song. And it's a clean sweep. Logan, you had on your list as well.
Yeah, like the guys have said, it's just one of those songs when it comes on, you automatically are going to sing along. And it makes me think of the scene in Tommy Boy when they're in the car and they go through like the smorgasbord of different songs that they sing to each other and while they're traveling. But definitely a great song for sure.
All right. All right. So, Steve, give us an entry on your list that we haven't talked about.
All right. Well, coming up with just four was really difficult, specifically for this decade, since it seems like when you talk about the 1980s, there's like a plethora of songs that you could choose from. But I think for me, one of the biggest ones of the decade that definitely deserves to be on the list is Take On Me by A-ha. That's another one of those songs that everybody pretty much knows. I mean, it was right in the middle of when the pop synth bands were starting to really come along. And obviously, one of the other big things from this song itself is the iconic music video that was on MTV all the time. Such a very unique video for the time, with the, you know, the live action and the animation and all that stuff. And again, another song to this day, you hear it, people obviously, you know, sing it. So I think that Take On Me definitely belongs on the Mount Rushmore of the 80s one hit wonders.
Yeah, I believe we spoke about it on a recent Year in Pop episode where it did. I believe it swept at the MTV Movie Music Awards, Video Music Awards, because it is incredible, like so ahead of its time. Sean, it was on your list as well.
As it should be. I mean, it should have won everything. The video is iconic. I would put this video for this song up there with Michael Jackson's Thriller as one that you would just immediately when you hear the song, you know the video just like that. So iconic. Great video, great song. Not much more to add to it.
Yeah, yeah, and it seems like it's had a resurgence too, because it's been in some movies. I think it was in what was that? Player Number One, I think. Ready Player One, excuse me. And then there's a really fun video that flew around the internet. I think it was like last year. Some guy in a Spider-Man suit dances to it in the middle of a GameStop. So I would definitely seek it out. It's pretty hysterical because he does like every goofy move. Tim, it was on your list as well.
Yeah, like Sean said, iconic song that everyone, again, butchers badly. I didn't even know the lyrics. I had to look them up the other day, that the end of it is I'll be gone in a day or two. I don't think I've ever known what it is, because everyone tries to hit the high note and badly misses. So it's pretty iconic song with, you know, a big sing-along part to it.
Mm-hmm. Logan, you also made your list.
Yeah, I would say all the rest of the songs on my Mount Rushmore kind of have a personal connection to them. Me and my two best friends actually sang this at my wedding reception, and we horribly butchered the high note part. So, but it was a really fun song. And like the other guy said, I wasn't alive when the music video came out, but I've seen it obviously, and it's an amazing music video. So great song, and yeah, like it has a personal memory to me. So it definitely had to make my list.
It was a clean sweep. Matt made your list as well.
Yeah, same thing everybody else said. It's a quintessential 80s song, and the video is iconic, so no brainer for me.
All right, well, that was our last clean sweep, so we got some diversions coming. Sean, give us another entry on your list.
Yeah, this is, I forget who, I think it was Steve that said it hard. It's so hard to pick 80s songs because your one-hit wonders here, there's thousands of them, but I'm going to go back to a song from 1983 from Frankie Goes to Hollywood called Relax. And I remember hearing this song and seeing the video. I think he's in a concert, and I'm here listening to the lyrics of this song. And, you know, I won't get too risque, but 13-year-old Sean was kind of mesmerized at what he was listening to in terms of the innuendo he thought it really meant, which I don't know if it did or not, but I know it got banned in I think it got banned from a plane on several radio stations because of the controversy. But take that all away. It's a catchy song. It's easy to listen to. And again, I think it's another song that when it comes on, people resonate with it and know the song. So I picked Relax.
All right. Let's see. Steve, I believe you had as a honorable mention.
Yeah, I don't think it was enough for me to make the top to make it to the top four, but it's definitely another one of those iconic songs of the 80s. And for me, at least, I most remember hearing the song on the video game Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories. So that's mainly my big memories from this of this song. And yeah, definitely I could see why somebody would have it in their Mount Rushmore because it is a very iconic song, but it just didn't quite make it for me. But I thought it was at least worth mentioning as an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm. Tim, was it in consideration for your list?
It was not, but it's definitely a very 80s song. It's very 80s sounding. It's a well-known song, so it's a good choice. Good choice.
Logan?
Yeah, like Tim just said, it's very 80s, but I didn't even really think about it when it came on my list or came to making my list.
All right, and Matt?
Yeah, just missed the cut for me. There's 80,000 one-hit wonders from the 80s, so I had to whittle it down to, you know, a relatively small number. So missed the cut, unfortunately.
All right. Tim, give us an entry on yours.
I got the Bungles' Video Killed the Radio Star. I think it's the first song they ever played on MTV, but I think it's just got, you know, 80s is the start of music videos, and I just always think of that song with the early MTV days. So to me, it means MTV was so much of the 80s, so I think that song has to be on there.
Oh yeah, it was the first music video ever played on MTV. You know, it's a song that you hear on the 80s on 8 constantly. Yeah, it's tremendous. Very interesting song. You know, it's kind of odd, and the guy, the band is a little weird looking. Logan, did you think about this song?
It's a very good song for sure, but I wasn't thinking of it for my list. Like I said, the last two that I have have a kind of a personal connection to him. So, but yeah, this one's a very good song, but I didn't consider it.
Maddie, did you consider this one?
I did consider it a great song, and again, just missed the cut like the other 50 I had to narrow it down from.
Yes. Yes, there are lots of honorable mentions we're going to talk about today. Steve, did you consider this one?
I did not, only because when I was looking online for listings of all the songs, I saw that it was actually released in 1978. So that's why I didn't quite make it, just because it's not technically, even though it was the first video on MTV, since it wasn't officially released in the 80s, that's why I didn't consider it.
Yeah, I agree with that, but it's, you know, the perception is it's an 80s song, so I'll allow it. Sean?
Yeah, you absolutely have to consider it. And again, as a runner-up, along with the other 1,000, it's an iconic song. Like we already said, it was the first song video on MTV. So, yeah, it definitely would be a consideration. Absolutely.
All right. Logan, it's your turn. Give us a song on your list.
All right. So my next one is Your Love by The Outfield. There's a baseball player that played at Mississippi State. I live in Starkville, Mississippi, and that's the university that's in our town. And there's a baseball player that's probably our best player of all time. And he walked out to that music song for his like last 2 or 3 years that he played here. So it always just reminds me of going out to baseball games because that's like my favorite spot in our town. So that song just always makes me think of that, and it's super catchy. It was actually featured on a SNL skit one time where Josh Hutcherson, he was hosting, and anytime he spoke, the words from that song came out of his mouth. And it's just a hilarious skit where he's talking to a girl named Josie. So it's really funny. But yeah, just an iconic song, and it'll always remind me of going to baseball games.
Oh, yeah, that opening line. I mean, you know, I'm not going to butcher it right now, but it is very iconic. Matt, did you consider it?
I did again, but again, it's a fantastic song, but I wanted to talk about some of the other ones. So.
All right. Steve.
Yeah, no, this wasn't one I considered just because there were so many other ones that I think were bigger than it.
Mm-hmm. Sean?
I hate the song. No, it needs to be close to my Mount Rushmore. It's a very annoying. You brought up the iconic opening. It's annoying. I turned the station every time it came on.
Wow.
There's the Sean we know and love.
There you go. Yeah.
You gotta get at least one in. At least one.
Tim, did you consider it?
I'll be a little nicer than Sean, but it's a good song. I didn't think of it, so. But it's a good choice, Logan.
All right. Maddie, give us another one of yours.
All right, so I'm surprised that nobody has mentioned this one yet, because this was like after Dexy's Midnight Runners, this was the second song that popped into my head, and that's I Ran So Far Away by A Flock of Seagulls. I mean, this, again, is just quintessential 80s to me. It's an incredible song. I think Steve mentioned earlier that Grand Theft Auto Vice City, this was on the soundtrack for that. That's the first time I heard it, and I became borderline obsessed with the song after hearing it in that. And another one, iconic video. It's a fantastic song.
Yeah, Steve, you had it as an honorable mention.
Yeah, and kind of similar actually to Matt. Like he said, yeah, this was on the Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and that's one of the first times that I heard the song. And it is definitely another one of those songs that everyone seems to, you know, that you'll, when you hear it, you know immediately what it is. Didn't quite make the top four for me, but definitely big enough, I thought, that it at least deserved an honorable mention.
Yeah. Now, Sean, when I saw this list, I kind of had to think, is I Ran or Flock of Seagulls a one-hit wonder? Because they did have Space Age Love Song, which was pretty popular.
It is not a one-hit wonder, but I think most people's perception is it is, so I don't fault anyone for having it on their list. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't like the song. It annoys me, and I turn it off
every
time.
Andy, hang up on Sean.
So, listen, I'm just being honest. There's like 100 other 80s songs that I'll listen to before I would listen to this one, and this wouldn't even be on my list. It should be on the Mount Rushmore, yes, but it's not on Sean's Mount Rushmore. How's that?
Do you like
Fox? But when I tell you the one it is, you're going to shit all over it, so I can't wait.
Fingers crossed.
Tim, what about you? Do you consider this?
I have to go after Sean every time. This is
well, you called before him in the second block.
So. No, good choice. Wasn't on my list of three honorable mentions, but it's a definitely 80s song. So good choice.
Logan, any?
It just missed it for me. It was one of the ones I was considering. And there's an episode of That 70s Show where Fez becomes obsessed with Flock of Seagulls. So I always think of that when I think of this song.
All right. Steve, give us another entry on yours.
All right. Well, my next one, this is the one I'm actually kind of surprised hasn't popped up yet. Because, again, this is one of those, like, I think quintessential 80s one-hit wonders. And that is Whip It by Devo. Another song that, you know, came along right in the middle of that new wave synth pop craze that was really coming around in the 80s. And obviously, when you talk to people about this song, the first thing they'll think of course, is the music video, which is very, weird. Talk about controversial for the day. This was definitely right at the top. But it's another song that, you know, you hear it and you either, you know, I think it's one of those ones where it's like people either really like it or they really hate it. So I'm anxious to see what the panel has to say about this one. But I think it definitely deserves a spot in the Mount Rushmore, for me at least.
Yeah, I think Devo had other songs, but nothing came anywhere close to Whip It. I believe they did a really weird cover of Satisfaction by the Stones. I think that they played on SNL when they appeared. But Maddie, you also had it on your list.
Yeah, pretty much everything Steve said. It's a very popular song. It's not necessarily a song I would ever really listen to, but I think trying to be an objective party, unlike some people on this panel, I feel it has to be on the Mount Rushmore.
All right, Tim, I'll go to you next, Tim.
Wow.
He wasn't writing.
I was waiting for the backlash. No, I mean, I had this as honorable mention. It's a stupid song, and they look stupid doing it, but it is just like an 80s song, so it's got to be on there. So good choice.
Mm-hmm. Logan, did you consider it?
Yeah, it was probably in consideration. Yeah, it's an iconic song, and it definitely is super 80s. But yeah, it just missed my list for sure.
All right, Sean, was it in consideration for your list?
Yes, surprisingly, and I think Tim said it right. It's a stupid song. It's a stupid, but it's an iconic video, and it would definitely be on my runner-up list, if not in my Mount Rushmore. So, yes.
All right. Well, we're going to stay with you, Sean. Give us your actually final entry in your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I'm sure this one's going to meet a lot of groans, especially from Sousa. So I struggle with like what really was a one-hit wonder. And again, I'm going back to 1983 because I feel like 1983, you know, had a lot of this. But 99 Red Balloons by Nina was, and again, is a really iconic song for that time frame. Again, I was 10 years old, and they also had a German version. So you got two different versions on the radio, which always confused the hell out of me, and I didn't really understand. But also kind of an iconic video and an iconic song from One Hit Wonders, because I don't believe we ever heard another Nina song ever again, and probably for good reason. So,
yeah, probably huge in Germany, but not here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was huge here, but probably not as big as it was in Germany.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about the band. Yeah, and then did you have a preference between the German and the American English?
No. I mean, one's left, one's red. Pick your, I don't know, which one do you want?
Yeah, also like that scene in Wedding Singer when Drew Barrymore's listening to it and butchering the words as well.
Yeah.
What you trying to sing along. Tim, was in consideration for you?
I don't even know what Sean's talking about, so I'm trying to Google what the song is.
Welcome to our world.
Really? Okay. Logan, was in consideration for yours?
It wasn't in consideration, but I do think of that scene from The Wedding Singer that you were talking about, where she butchers the words. But it wasn't in consideration for mine.
Maddie?
The fine pick, Sean. Nicely done.
Thank you. Wow. Are you being sarcastic? Or being
no,
serious?
I'm not. It's a good song. I agree.
Oh, big shock. Wow.
Okay. Wow. Steve, what about you? Did you?
My plan's working.
No, this actually, I didn't think about it at first, but that is actually a good choice. And it's funny, I keep going back to Grand Theft Auto, but it was in Vice City Stories again. And also, one of the side missions for your main character was that you actually had to find 99 red balloons throughout the city. So thought that was a nice little tie-in to that one. But yeah, it wasn't in contention for me, but that's definitely a kind of a, I want to say a hidden pick, but definitely one I don't think a lot of people would think about until you mentioned it. They're like, oh yeah, I would see it.
Oh, okay. Tim, do you have any idea of the song yet? Have you found it?
I found it, but I don't know. I'll have to listen to it in the break.
Yeah, if my phone wasn't being stupid, I would play it right now. But I'm having issues searching on YouTube. All right.
99 red balloons.
That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, something like again, that. Not butchering it. You know, I don't want to get evil. Listener email accusing me. I don't have a groony voice, I'll tell you. Tim, what's your final entry?
I got the classic phone number song, 867-5309, Jenny, Tommy Tatone. I think that's the way you say his name, Tatone. But I think the song just everyone sings along. Everyone wants that phone number. Definitely very 80s with the Jenny in there. So just my last pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great song. Tommy Tatone, I believe, is his name. This was really popular. This was everywhere. Logan, did you consider this song?
Yeah, I definitely consider it. It was one of the last cuts for sure. But yeah, this is a song I just remember listened to a lot when I was younger. I think this is one of my dad's favorite songs actually. So, but yeah, definitely a good one.
All right, Matt, it was one of your honorable mentions.
Yeah, it's the definition of an earworm song, where if you hear it, it's going to be stuck in your head for like a week and a half. So, I mean, it's catchy as all hell. It's a great song.
Yep. Steve also made your honorable mentions.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Matt. One of those songs that you hear and it's stuck in your head. And my fond memory of it is an episode of Family Guy where Brian and Stewie are on the road and Stewie tries to call Lois and call back home. And the first number he puts in is the 867-5309. And then he's like, wait, that's not the right number. And he's like, damn you, Tommy Two-Tone! That's like my favorite, that's like my ultimate memory of that song.
Sean?
Yeah, my wife hates this song because her name is Jenny, and she says she's heard jokes about that all her life, but it's definitely iconic. And again, it's one you hear, and it comes on, and it immediately resonates with you. So absolutely would be a runner-up for me.
Yeah, I think all women named Jennifer hate this song, probably. Because yes. Anyway, I know, I believe our good friend Jennifer Smith is not a fan either of it.
Well, how many lines have they heard trying to be picked up with that song, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember this was, I think this was in like Bad Teacher. I think they were singing this at the dance they were all chaperoning.
Yes.
All right, Logan, let's finish off your list.
So my last one is Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds from the 1985 classic Breakfast Club. Like we said in the other show, the Breakfast Club is probably my favorite movie. So this is just the iconic song that you think of at the end of this movie where he kind of throws the fist up. So just it makes me think of that movie, and I always enjoy watching that movie. So it's just an iconic song that kind of finishes off that great movie. So definitely had to make my list.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Not a romantic comedy, but a great movie nonetheless. I honestly, this was my pick. When we did last summer, we did the greatest song from a movie tournament. This was my pick because it's just – it's so synonymous with that movie. Just you see, you know, John Bender walking in the as they start to leave the high school, and he's walking on the football field. You know, you pretty much got it. Matt, was it consideration for you?
I didn't think of it at all. Just escaped my mind for some reason, but it's definitely a great choice.
Mm-hmm. Steve?
Yeah, I didn't consider it either, only because I thought Simple Minds had other hits. I'm thinking about like Love Song.
Alive and Kicking was another one they did.
Yeah, and All the Things She Said is another one. But it's definitely when you think, you know, 80s, you obviously think, you know, 80s. I use iconic movies is The Breakfast Club, and then that's, you know, that scene where he raises, you know, like you said, raises his fist, and you hear Don't You Forget About Me. So definitely a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Sean.
It's a fantastic choice, and it would have made my list, but I didn't consider it a one-hit wonder because I knew they had a couple other songs that at least made the top 40, but absolutely a fantastic pick.
And Tim, did you consider it for your list?
I did not consider it, but it was a great choice. I would probably add it if I would have thought about it to my honorable mentions, so great, great choice.
All right. Steve, you're the only one left that has a song on your list that we haven't talked about.
Yeah, so choosing this fourth one was really tough because I had like two or three that I thought could go in that final spot. But at the end of the day, I ended up going with Tainted Love by Soft Cell. So mm-hmm. I thought that was another kind of song during that, like I keep referring to it, the new wave synth pop craze that was going on in the early 80s. And this was another song that I think was pretty much all over MTV. And I know when a lot of channels were doing lists of like top 100 great one hit wonders, this is usually ranked up pretty high. So probably could have, you know, knocked off for one or two other songs that I have in my honorable mentions, but I thought that the song was big enough that it at least deserved a mention in the Mount Rushmore at the number four spot.
Oh yeah, yeah. I believe I had this on 45 actually back in the day. Also featured in the Coneheads movie where they're all singing, all the, you know, young Connie and her friends, I believe, are singing in their car. Sean, was this one of the 1,000 one-hit wonders that you consider for your album?
Absolutely. I would definitely consider this one. Great song. And again, every time it comes on, it resonates and you have a hard time getting it out of your head. So yeah, definitely good pick.
Mm-hmm. Tim, did it make your
Good pick. Didn't make my consideration, but good pick. It's got the really neat piano piece that everyone knows. So you start humming in your head once you hear it. So good choice.
All right. Logan, what about you?
Yeah, I think of those videos with the panda that like dances really weird to the beat of the piano at the beginning. But it's a great song. I don't think I considered it, but it's definitely a good song for sure.
All right, Matt, what about you? Did it come into consideration?
Yeah, same as everybody else. Great choice, but didn't really consider it for my list.
All right. So we've done the Mount Rushmores, but let's start going through honorable mentions. We'll kind of bounce around a little bit. Matt, you want to give us one of yours?
Lips Inc. Funky Town. Hell of a song. Hell, it's a jam. It's another earworm. Gets stuck in your head all the time. Yeah, great song.
All right. Anybody else consider Funky Town for their list?
Definitely.
No, I did not.
All right. Steve, why don't you give us another honorable mention?
Well, this is a song I'm like shocked that nobody has mentioned yet, because I thought when you think of like iconic 80s songs and 80s videos, this is up there. And that is, of course, Mickey by Tony Basil.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was such a, again, such a, you know, catchy song, whether you like it or not. Obviously, the video is very iconic as well. So I thought that deserved an honorable mention as well.
Yeah, it is. Tony Basil, really known for I think she was a choreographer and had, that was her only I think it was her only album, actually. Sean, do you have any others to mention?
There's too many. I mean, there's thousands that I could name, so I didn't do any runner-ups, because you can name one and I'll say, oh yeah, that one. Oh yeah, that one. So just too many for me.
All right. Tim, you want to mention any other songs we haven't talked about?
You know, the only one we didn't do was like any type of 80s rock hair bands. So I had Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it.
They're not a one-hit wonder, though.
I know. But I was trying to find one. They were the closest one that didn't have another hit. So I was trying to really find like an 80s hair band, because this is so 80s, but there's definitely a ton of them. So,
Logan, any songs?
Nobody mentioned The Safety Dance. That's a really weird song, but it's a good one hit wonder.
Yeah. And that was on my list too. Come on.
And Maniac is another good one that nobody mentioned.
Yeah, Michael Cimbello from Flashdance. If anybody could think of a one hit hair band, Maddie could. Maddie, you got one?
Ooh.
I got Faster Pussycat, House of Pain. That's one of my
favorites. That's who I was thinking something like that. Yeah. Cinderella, maybe. Nobody's Fool.
Yeah, but they had Don't Know What You Got also.
Yeah, that's. Mm-hmm. I always forget that Cinderella, too.
Yeah.
Kix, did they have More Than Girl Money? What did they have besides that song?
Don't Close Your Eyes.
More. Yeah.
That's right. Don't Close Your Eyes was her big one. That's right. Yes. Girl Money was the follow-up. That's right. Hmm. Oh, here we go. We're going to go down a whole other rabbit hole here in a minute.
We really are.
This is bad.
You've opened up a can of worms,
Andy. My bad.
You're going to get us bonding over 80s rock icon songs. It's going to be great.
Oh, I got one. Rat.
Sorry about that, guys.
Oh, yeah. Rat.
Oh, yeah. Round and Round.
Round and Round. Great video, too. That was like their only real hit.
That's a good song.
Yeah. Matt, you have any more to add? I know you had one or two more on your list.
Yeah, just a couple more. I had Mickey by Tony Basil. I also had that in my honorable mentions. And this last one I added just for Sean, Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy.
He did not have a one-hit wonder, though. He had two hits, so you can't count that.
What was the second? He had a second one?
Yeah, How Could It Be? He plays the piano. Look up Eddie Murphy, How Could It Be, when we go to break.
I'm sure that's probably terrible. All right.
Look it up. You got to look it up. It's an all-time bad. It's great.
Yeah, I don't even remember that. Wow. Jesus. Steve, you have any more to add?
Yeah, I just have a few more. I don't know if we count Quarter Flash as a 80s hair band, but Heart of My Heart Heart of My Heart,
yeah.
Definitely.
That's
a deep cut.
Yeah. Also, one that kind of got a little bit of a just revival in the 2000s, because of those Geico commercials. Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell.
Oh, another
That's another good one, which, you know, considering that they ponied up the money to get Michael Jackson to appear on that song, you would have thought that guy was going places, but he obviously didn't. And then third one I have, again, I don't know if this is a one-hit wonder, because I don't know if the band had any more hits, but I went with It's My Life by Talk Talk. I thought it was another very iconic 80s song and iconic video.
Yeah, I would consider that. I just had one in my head that I am spacing on right now. But the song The Promise by When in Rome, I would consider that a one-hit wonder. You know, you can't hear that song and not think of the end of Napoleon Dynamite when he's playing tetherball with the girl. All right, so that's pretty good. We, covered a lot of ground, but you know, there's still more one hit wonders to come. We're going to jump ahead into the 90s. So with Matt Souza, Steve Riddle, Sean Kidd, Tim Slomka, and Logan Crosland, I am Andy Atherton, making Mount Rushmore. We'll be right back.
You get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump of smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that.
All right, PlayStation Pop Experience. Welcome back to Making Mount Rushmore. We're talking one hit wonders on this episode. We've talked about the one hit wonders of the 80s, and now we've jumped forward a decade and we're going to talk about the one hit wonders of the 90s. Again, another great decade for these, you know, what you call one hit wonders. The lists are quite different as compared to last time, because there were, you know, a couple that were clear cut, but in this one, we have a lot more variety. So we're going to start off with the Mud Pie, Logan. Logan, give us your first entry on your Mount Rushmore of 90s one-hit wonders.
Okay, so this is the song that I think of first when I think of 90s one-hit wonders. So I went with Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, and I really kind of added it just so I could say those two words. But, you know, if you don't think of this when you think of 90s one-hit wonders, it's like that's the one thing I first think of, because, you know, I get knocked down and I get up again. You know, it's just something that gets stuck in your head, and it may be annoying to some, I'm sure, but it's just an iconic song for the 90s one-hit wonders.
Oh yeah, I always think of the song, and I always think of Family Guy when they had the the Pawtucket Patriot tour. It's like, hey, don't I get a Chumbawamba song? Sean, it also made your list.
Yeah, it's iconic. The song's annoying. It's like when you hear it, you can't get out of your head, and they played it on the radio over and over again. I think it's more iconic for the girl saying "pissing the night away." That's what I remember about the song. But yeah, but it's a pretty iconic song. Can't deny it's pretty on Mount Rushmore.
Yep, Matt,
enjoy
this as well.
Yep, made my list too. Pretty much what Logan and Sean said. Iconic song. It's an earworm. It gets stuck in your head every time you hear it. So,
Tim was in consideration for your list.
It was not, but it's a great choice, and Sean was exactly right. It's an annoying song, but everyone knows it. It kind of hum along, so good choice.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of the 90s one-hit wonders are quite more annoying than the 80s ones, as well as I can remember. Steve, it was one of your honorable mentions.
Yeah, definitely belongs up there. Didn't quite make my list. I think it would probably rank like five or six behind those top four, but definitely one of those ones that when you think 90s, this is one of the first ones you think of. And I agree with everyone. It is a very, very, very annoying song.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Tim, give us a first one on your list.
I think I might have the most annoying song, which is the Macarena by Los Del Rio. Not only is it a bad song, an annoying song, but it's got a dance that became a sensation in 1995 for some reason. But it was everywhere and still kind of is nowadays. So that's my first choice.
Yeah, this song, very annoying, especially like I mentioned, when you work at a club that has dances to everything, and this was the biggest thing and we had to do it. And then going on to DJ weddings and having to teach everybody and anybody how to do it was very annoying. Steve, it made your list as well.
Yeah, this is definitely of the like 90s one hit wonders. This is probably the most iconic one. And like was said, you know, it's, you know, it was everywhere when it first came out. It got so hot with the, you know, with that dance and everything. And it's funny, because if you like translate the lyrics, it's, you know, talks about a woman who's cheating on her boyfriend while he's being drafted. So it's like such a high, you know, upbeat song with this, you know, iconic dance. And it's about a girl. It's about, you know, a woman cheating on someone, which is kind of interesting to think about. But yeah, I think when you think 90s One Hit Wonders, I'm sure this is probably the one everyone thinks of first.
Yeah. Matt made your list as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a song that has to be on the Mount Rushmore for 90s one-hit wonders. I mean, it took over the public consciousness in a way that songs really don't anymore, and I don't know if there's been a song really since that has taken over public life like that. The song is annoying as hell, and I hate it, but it belongs on the list.
Yeah, it was an honorable mention for, let me look, Sean.
It has to be an honorable mention. God, I hate this song so much. It's so freaking annoying. And again, it's just like the Chumbawamba song. It just constantly was playing. And you're right, man. It's like you went to a wedding. It was that. It was Electric Slide. And Oh, I'm so miserable every time I hear the song. But how do you not at least put it as a runner-up, right? You have to put it on here whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Tim, it didn't make your list. Did you consider it? Oh, sorry, it was Logan. Sorry. I was looking at the wrong
spot. I didn't consider it, but yes, it's definitely iconic. But yeah, now hearing everybody talk about it, it should be in an honorable mention for sure. If it's not on there.
It was so big that they tried to push another song by a group called Los Umbrellos called No Tengo Dinero that we had to play. Yeah, it had a very similar, like, give me some na 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 na, I really need it now. And they tried to do it there. It just didn't have the same, which is probably why you guys are all sitting there going, what the hell is he talking about right now? But yeah, look up Los Umbrellos, No Tengo Dinero. All right. So we're up. What?
I'll look it up. I'll have to check it out.
All right. So, Sean, we're up to you. Give us an entry on yours.
We will continue the annoying songs, and I believe Matt would remember this as one of my sampling songs. I'm going with Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. again, it's one of those annoying songs that came out in 1990, instantaneously was a hit, has become a very annoying song over the years, but again, I don't know how you do a Mount Rushmore without it. It's a pretty iconic song.
Yes, and it made Steve's list as well.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely one of those songs, you know, kind of iconic songs from the early 90s. And just remember, there was all that, you know, controversy that he wasn't giving, you know, Queen and David Bowie credit because he was clearly sampling under pressure, but tried to, you know, bypass it by saying he added that little extra beat in there. But obviously,
his was din 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 din. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. Right.
That's kinda, totally different.
Dead on.
Exactly. But yeah, and really, he was kind of, you know, one of the first. You know, white rappers that really hit it big, you know, when that was in the early 90s. And I actually have my memories of him are more from his appearance in the second Ninja Turtles movie, The Secret of the Ooze.
ninja rap.
Yeah, oh, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, it's like you got this big fight sequence going on. Meanwhile, he's like, go ninja, go ninja, go ninja, go. So, but yeah, I think this is definitely a song that belongs on the Mount Rushmore of 90s One Hit Wonders.
Yeah, I actually saw Vanilla Ice in concert in my freshman year of college. Well, it was free tickets, don't get me wrong, and I also went with six girls from school, but at the Hartford Civic Center. And he had opened up as well as En Vogue for the headliner. Can anybody guess who the headliner was?
In 1990, MC Hammer.
You got it. he puts on one hell of a show, I got to tell you. And En Vogue, very hachi-machi. So it was a great, actually, it was a lot of fun, that concert. Matt, did you consider Ice Ice Baby?
Yeah, just missed the cut for other songs. I had a feeling it was going to be picked. So I wanted to talk about other songs. So,
yeah. Logan, did you consider it?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same as Matt. It was one of the last cuts, but yeah, it's definitely iconic for sure.
All right. So we are up to Maddie. We're up to Steve, I believe, right?
Yeah.
All right, Steve, give us one of yours.
Okay, so one of my picks here, it was kind of tough picking like three and four, because like Macarena and Ice Ice Baby were like definites for me, but then picking these last two were a little bit tougher. But one I actually went with it was another kind of song that was everywhere when it came out. That's Icky Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Wow.
talk about such, you know, a song that's like was everywhere, and it was like no matter how much you hated it, you couldn't help but like, you know, dance a little bit too. And that was when the line dance was starting to really get big in the early 90s. And then I just find it so funny, is like he gets his one hit and then he becomes completely irrelevant until his daughter becomes huge. And then he kind of goes back into the pop, you know, kind of goes back into relevance mainly because of Miley. So I always thought that was kind of funny. But I think this is definitely one that deserves a merit on for me, at least, on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah. Growing up in New York. Yeah, that was about time when country bars started cropping up. And this was probably one of the reasons for it. You know, a little business in front, party in the back. Matt, any consideration to you for your list?
I hate that song with a fiery hot passion.
Logan?
Yeah, I really don't like that song, but it does warrant consideration because it is very iconic for 90s.
Tim, what about you? Did you think about it?
I did not, but I agree with Steve. It's everywhere. That song was everywhere. I remember it as a kid. And then I just want to say for Vanilla Ice, I didn't include it because I thought Ninja Rap was a big enough hit. So I didn't think he was a one-hit wonder. So
imagine making that not a one-hit wonder because of a Ninja Rap. That's pretty amazing.
He got the cut from that.
Yeah, he did. You're right.
Sean?
Oh, God. Is this song shit or what? But again, it's one of those. You can't argue. It's honestly, I totally forgot about it until he brought it up. And I went, oh, yeah, he's right. It should be there. So. I'm embarrassed to say he's right.
Oh, no, he's right, but I just can't stand it.
It's awful. And you're right. It created the whole country bar scene for many, many years. So we can also thank that song for that.
Yep.
Thank wasn't the word I was thinking. I was thinking blame, but.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that blame as well. Yes.
I can't picture Susan in a country bar at all.
No.
I would pay to watch that.
I would pay to watch Sousa and Peter Winston just hanging out at a country bar.
I imagine that Sousa line dancing. That would be amazing.
No, I'm good. Brain check.
All right, Matt. Give us another entry on yours.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Iconic song.
Yep.
I mean, what can you say? It was literally the only thing he did. I think he maybe put out another album after that, but nothing even came close to that song. And it's a good song to boot, so, yeah.
Yeah. Tim also had it on his list.
Yep, great, great choice. And another one where everyone sings along with all the words they know or think they know. It's a good one.
Yeah. Logan, did you consider it?
Yeah, I definitely considered it iconic, of course, and, you know, everybody knows all the words and kind of knows some of the dances that go along with it, so definitely a good one.
Sean, what about you?
No doubt about it. Definitely iconic, definitely up there, so no doubt.
And Steve?
Yeah, just missed the cut for me, but definitely one that belongs in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember, what was it, an episode of Friends where Rachel is singing it to her daughter. Because it was the only thing she thought of. All right.
That's a good one.
All right, so we go back around to Logan. Give us another one.
My second one is You Only Get What You Give by the New Radicals. Just a super catchy song. Definitely one I'll listen to every time it comes on. But just an absolutely great song, and I love it. But it definitely had to have a spot on my Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm. Sean also had it on his list.
I did. Very catchy song. Back in the days in the late 90s when I used to do karaoke bars, this was always number one at the top that we used to do. Me and one of my buddies used to do this song. So definitely iconic. I love it. And every time it comes on, I'll crank it up. I just think it's a great song.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Anybody else have it? I don't mention. No. Tim, did you consider it?
Yeah, definitely really good choice. And a couple other like alternative rock songs that I chose instead, but that's a good, really good one.
Actually, Matt did have it as an honorable mention.
Yeah, it's a great song, tremendous song, and almost made the actual list for me, but these next songs I have are so close, it was really tough to pick.
Didn't they break up literally after the song like came out? Like,
yeah, they just reunited.
They just
Biden's.
Reunited.
Yeah, just reunited.
Yeah, it's one of Joe Biden's favorite songs.
Yeah. And Andy, Archie Bunker's daughter is in that band, by the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Just FYI. You would be the only one that would probably understand what I just said.
Yeah. I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Oh, Carol O'Connor's daughter, you mean?
No, like the no, Archie, Daniel Brisbois, his daughter on the show.
Oh, his daughter on the show. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's weird.
Not the real. I don't know.
Steve, did you consider it?
Yeah, it was a consideration. Again, just missed the cut, but definitely I remember that song was pretty hot during the late 90s.
Tim, let's get another one on your list.
All right, I got one that has a little wrestling tie-in, or sort of, but tag team, Whoop, There It Is, or Whoop, There It Is, whatever it is. That's another song that was just 92, 93 everywhere. And obviously Men on the Mission brought it with them to early 90s rap in WWE. So that's my choice. This is my number third on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, there was a song called, I think, where There It Is as well by another group. It was confusion, but not as big as this one. And, you know, I think they're getting a resurgence now that they, I think they're in a Geico commercial talking about like dessert. So,
yep.
Let's see. Matt, you had as an honorable mention.
Tremendous song. Hell of a pick. Again, really close. Almost made my actual list, but honorable mention for me. Great choice.
Sean, did you?
Thank you.
I mean, I would definitely put it. I would put it up there. I think there's another song similar that I didn't write up for my runner-up that I was bad, and I'm going to say OPP would probably be a runner-up versus this one for me. But yeah, definitely a great choice, I think.
Yeah, but I don't think Naughty by Nature was a one-hit wonder though, because they had Hip Hop Hooray.
Yeah,
as well.
Oh, I forgot about Hip Hop. You're right. So yeah, then I would definitely put this one in there.
Steve, did you consider it?
Yeah, again, didn't quite make it, but it was definitely a consideration.
Mm-hmm. Logan?
Yeah, definitely an iconic song. I don't think I considered it, but I kind of associate it with Men on a Mission more than I do, like, actually the song. So I think of the Whoop, There It Is when it comes to them. So that shows how much of a wrestling fan I am.
All right, Sean, let's finish off your list.
All right, so this song for me, I think it's brilliant. It's got a great orchestra kind of sounding music, but also very iconic for the closing scene of one of my favorite movies, The Cruel Intentions, and I went with Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. Very catchy song, almost haunting song, and the end is Cruel Intentions. It's just a great ending. You know, Sebastian has died. Sarah Michelle Gellar's just busted with her little Coke necklace. And Renee Witherspoon's driving down the highway in Sebastian's car with this song playing. So I absolutely love this song.
Yes, I'm sure Ben is quite pleased. I would have had that on my list, Sean, you know?
it's fabulous. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. It didn't make anybody else's list, but Steve, did you consider it? Or was, again, just missed?
No, actually, I don't know if I've even heard this song before. If I have, I probably don't remember it.
All right. Maddie?
I definitely thought about it, but just missed.
Logan, any consideration?
I definitely considered it. It's an iconic 90s song, and I'll always listen to it when it comes on.
Mm-hmm. And Tim, what about you? Did you give it any thought?
I did. I chose a different alternative rock song instead of this one, but a great choice. It's definitely very 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Steve, let's finish off your Mount Rushmore.
All right, for my fourth pick, and again, this was, you know, really hard picking a fourth one, but I ended up going with I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. That's another song that really got over in the early 90s, especially, you know, in dance clubs, and obviously it kind of got a little second life, you know, for being a catwalk theme for, you know, because, you know, he says that, you know, the line on the catwalk. But this was, yeah, another song that when you think 90s, I think this is definitely one that a lot of people probably think of in terms of being one of those iconic songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Matt, did you consider it?
I did not, but that is a good choice. I didn't think of it, to be perfectly honest. But, yeah, great choice.
And Logan?
Yeah, I'm kind of like Matt. I didn't really think of it, but it's definitely a solid choice for sure.
Mm-hmm. Tim, what about you?
It was on my honorable mentions. Great, great choice. Mm-hmm.
Sean, did it make any consideration for you?
Yeah, it'd be definitely in consideration. A very, very good choice. It's a ridiculous song, but pretty iconic.
All right, Matt, let's finish yours up.
So my final song here is Jump Around by House of Pain. Tremendous song. One of my favorites. Everlast is a great man. Don't you dare disrespect Everlast. Yeah, just a fantastic song. It's another one, like a lot of songs we've talked about tonight, it's an earworm. You hear it and it's stuck in your head. Yeah, one of my favorite songs of the 90s for sure.
Yeah, referencing my DJ days again, it was very touch and go playing that song. When I was working in bars, at least, because that was going to be, it was either going to get everybody in a really good mood or people were going to start jumping around drunk and bumping into each other and fights were going to start.
Yep. So,
it literally was up there with Onyx, like Slam, as like kind of like, really, you got to read the room before you play it.
Oh, Onyx, why didn't I rank them? Oh, good call.
Let's see. I know Sean had it as a...
So Andy, I don't know if you were DJing at one of the bars I was at, but it sounds like you might have been, because that's probably one of those assholes doing that. So between that and Crisscross, Jump, Jump, I did not put Crisscross on mine too, but both those songs, but... I love this song. Pretty iconic. Came out in 92. It was a year after I graduated high school. And pretty big deal song back in the day. Love it.
Tim, did you consider it?
A great choice, but I did not. But it's an excellent choice. And everyone knows it. So great choice.
Steve, what about you?
Yeah, again, just in consideration, didn't quite make the list, but that's definitely a good choice.
All right. Sorry, I lost my place for a second. So we are back to Logan for another one of his selections.
My next selection, I'm going to go with She's So High by Tal Bachman. Just a good, a nice song. She's Out of My League. We did that for a Laughing Theater special one time. I kind of associate it with that movie when he's flying the plane. Just a good song. It's real catchy and something I could listen to anytime it comes on.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did anybody else have it on their list?
I don't probably not.
Steve has
a great pick.
Steve has an honorable mention.
Yeah, I had as honorable mention. I'm about to crap here on Logan, but I hate the song with a passion. It is just, I don't know what it is. I just cringe every time I listen to it. And then it's again one of those songs that you can't get out of your head once you've heard it. I definitely agree. It's a good, it is a good pick. That's why I had it as honorable mention. But I just had to say, it's like I do not like that song at all. Sorry, Logan.
No, you're good, man. I understand.
It's okay to disagree on this show. Just don't be on the same show as Roger D'Amato, though.
No, we won't make that mistake again, will we?
Oh, yeah. I listened to that one the other day.
What you talking about? Hey! Oh, get out of here. Tim, did you consider it?
I did not, but I'm like Steve. I'm not a big fan of this song, but good choice.
Sean,
fan of the song, but I do not blame Logan one bit for having it.
Let's see, Matt, not a fan of the song either.
God, no, didn't even consider it.
All right, Tim, let's finish up your list.
All right, so I wanted to get an alternative rock song because the Verb was a very good choice, but I went Semisonic Closing Time. I just feel like it's a classic bar song that I hear, and definitely very one hit wonders, end of the 90s alternative rock. So that's my last choice.
It was a godsend for DJs because he threw that sucker on and people knew it was time to get the fuck out of the bar.
Exactly.
I mean, if I played it in the middle and early in the night, the manager would have probably thrown me out of the booth. Yeah, it was. And I always think of that Justin Timberlake Mila Kunis movie that they where they were friends, but they started, having the relations.
Friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits. Yeah.
Friends with benefits. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, sure. Tim, did you? Sean. It was on your honorable mention.
Yeah. After I got done being an asshole to jump around by House of Pain, I would leave the bar to this song and sing "I Know Who I Want to Take Me Home." So I love this song. It's great. It's a great bar song, kind of like what we just said. So definitely on my runner up list.
Did you have the hat on backwards?
Yeah, I did all that stupid shit, yes.
What a tool.
What a video that would be to have now, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Steve, was it in consideration for you?
Yeah, it was a consideration. Didn't quite make it, but definitely in consideration. This was another... you definitely the late 90s song that was really all over the radio that you, again, just very iconic song for the time, and definitely a... Good choice to pick.
Matt?
Yeah, great song. Like everybody else said, just missed the cut for me.
Logan, what about you?
Yeah, just missed the cut for me as well. It's a great song, super iconic, and I love it for sure.
All right. Logan, let's finish off your list before we get to honorable mentions.
Okay, so my last song, this is just a song that every time I listen to it, I just have to sing along, and it just makes me happy and makes me want to dance a little bit. I went with This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan. Just a super catchy song, and like I said, anytime I hear it, I just want to get up and kind of dance around like an idiot, but definitely a great song and very catchy.
Oh, yeah, I love that song. It was everywhere. It was, you know, he did have another song, but it didn't really hit at all. It was called Get It On Tonight, I think it was. But yeah, nowhere near what This Is How We Do It. It was so big. Tim, did you think about this one?
I did not, but I pretty much started like every Friday night playlist with this song. So it's an excellent choice. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I missed it.
Yeah,
I did not, but very good choice.
Mm-hmm. Steve?
Yeah, I didn't consider it as well, but again, definitely a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Maddie, what about you?
Same as everybody else, didn't consider it.
All right, well, before we get to your guys' honorable mentions, I'm going to just mention a few because I have jotted a few down. We got, Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground?
Good
song. Then we had Breakfast at Tiffany's, Deep Blue Something. I bought that entire CD just for that goddamn song. It's so huge.
Sorry.
Nally and Brulia with Torn.
Good one.
Eagle Eye Cherry Save Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
We talked about, I mentioned Friends before, but the Rembrandts, I'll Be There For You. That song was all over the radio back then.
That was almost my class theme song.
Oh, God.
Right? Oh, wow. Right? We didn't pick it, thank God, but yeah.
Yeah. You guys remember the song Your Woman by Whitetown?
Yep.
This song, I love this song, and every time I listen to it, it's like I get the feels for college and like right after college, called In the Meantime by Space Hog.
Yep.
Actually, they did a show on VH1 a few years ago called Hindsight, where this girl, she was in that movie... that Amanda Bynes, Channing Tatum movie where she's the boy. She's
the man.
Yeah, she's the man. So the girl who played the blonde that ends up hooking up with, I think, her brother at the end. She's the lead in this. And basically what happens is it's like her second wedding in 2015, I think. And she passes out and wakes up the day of her first wedding in 1995. And she's stuck there, and it's called Hindsight, and this is the theme for it. But, what about Harvey Danger? That was
yep.
name mm-hmm. of that. Yep.
Flagpole Sitter,
yes. That was a fun song. And I'm going to give you homework if you out there. If you don't know this, it's called Living in the 90s. It's a two-disc set that came out, and I purchased it for work. And you had songs like Unbelievable by EMF. Which is another one.
Yep.
Snap. Now, I don't know if I really consider Snap a one-hit wonder because they had Rhythm as a Dancer and The Power. Mm-hmm. But had, who else? Finally by C.C. Peniston, as I say it. Rico Suave by Geraldo.
Oh, wow. Wow. Forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is a song I love too. Live and Learn by Joe Public. You know, and, Right Here, Right Now by Jesus Jones.
Another great one.
I Touch Myself by The Vinyl.
Andy, you're taking back the high school with all your picks.
Austin Powers.
Yeah, I didn't think of Austin Powers when you think of that one.
Yeah, me too.
Yep. Here's another good one. I'm surprised Maddie didn't pick. To Be With You by Mr. Big.
Great one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Proclaimers. I'm going to be 500 Miles.
Another good one. Yeah, man.
Still going.
Yeah. So many great songs, but let's hear some more of your guys, though. Honorable mentions. Start you, Maddie.
So the only two honorable mentions I have that we haven't talked about is No Rain by Blind Melon. The iconic video, the song is great. And the only other one we have not mentioned is a song I absolutely despise. But being a youth in the 90s, it was everywhere, and that's Barbie Girl by Aqua. But it was everywhere.
That song
can burn in hell.
It sucks, but it was everywhere.
Ugh.
Yes. Ugh. It was part of the rotation.
Good choice.
Yes. Blind Melon, yes, it is a one hit wonder, but there, Tones of Home actually is not a bad song on that album as well. Steve, any honorable mentions we haven't mentioned?
You already mentioned Rico Suave by Geraldo, so I won't mention that again. And I did have Barbie Girl as well. I had three other ones. I had Highway by Cochran. That was another kind of big rock song from that time frame. One dance song that was everywhere in the late 90s, Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega.
Yes.
That was a big dance song. And then another song that I... Yeah, and then finally another song that I absolutely despise with a passion, "Steal My Sunshine" by Len. Oh, I hate that song so much.
Oh, the beginning of that song's so annoying.
But again, it's just one of those like songs that you feel like you have to mention just because it was so memorable when it came out. But it flamed out real quickly. So that's all I had.
Yeah. Sean, any other songs?
I did have Mambo Number 5, hate that song, but another one of those like Macarena type songs. So I did add a couple. Groove Is in the Heart by Delight, I did like. Mm-hmm. And then No Diggity by Blackstreet. I love that song, and every time it comes on.
Great song.
It's such a great song that maybe one day I'll have to wax it out for you guys. We'll see.
Okay. Tim, any other honorable mentions from you?
I had Dishwalla, Counting Blue Cars, again, turn of rock song, and then Skilo, I Wish, which was everywhere, 95.
All right. Logan, any honorable mentions for you?
What Is Love by Hathaway. I thought that one was a good one from Night at the Roxbury. Another one, Barely Breathing by Duncan Sheik. That's kind of an iconic.
I love that song. Ew. Oh, I love that song.
Bitch by Meredith Brooks. Nobody's that one. Great Hanson one. With Bop. Another annoying off song.
How dare
Come
you?
Come on, man.
Jesus Christ, Logan.
And then Lit's My Own Worst Enemy. That
was a girl I went to college with.
Who sang the freshman?
Oh, that was the Verb Pipe.
The Verb Pipe.
I like that one too.
Yeah, because you had the verb and then the verb pipe. Very confusing. Mm-hmm. At the time.
Yes.
I love Barely Breathing. So don't you hate on that, Sean?
Well, the song sucks, but it's okay.
Duncan Sheik, man, he's the man.
Then you had like all those other.
That's what it is, Duncan Sheik.
We also had that song. Was it Everything But the Girl? It's Missing. That was another Saturday Night Live song that I was. Mango used to dance to, I believe, back in the 90s. I don't know if you guys remember Mango, the Chris Kattan.
Of course.
You can't have it in Mango. All right. On that note, what has everybody got else going on in terms of pods, social media presence? Let's go around and give plugs. So we'll start you, Logan. Logan, where can people find you and, follow you?
They can follow me on Twitter at HighwayPTBN. I have Highway to the Impact Zone, Chicken Salad, and a new pod on the North-South Connection feed called From Squared Circle to Silver Screen. That's with me and Roger. But those are the three pods that I'm on every show. So I'll guest spot here and there, but those are the shows that I have consistently.
All right. Tim, what do you got to plug?
On the North-South Connection, a new podcast with Justin Pratt. We're doing the New Gen on the Mission. Just started off looking through the new generation era.
All right. Sean, what do you have to plug?
At NWA Crack and Roll on Twitter. I'm on Chicken Salad with Logan and also on Highway to the Impact Zone. And I'm on Shrink Wrapped over on the North-South feed, the comics pod. I'm with you on Pop Goes to the Couch. And by the time this comes out, maybe have a new pod out with our good friend Scott Shiflett. So more to come on that.
All right. Steve, what do you got to direct people to?
Well, like you said earlier, we, of course, co-host Pop Goes to Classics, the Disney version, along with Miranda. Our newest episode on Lady and the Tramp just dropped. That's a great episode. You guys should listen to that. And then, of course, on PissBeNation.com, I have several pieces going. I have the wonderful list of Disney. I just finished ranking the heroes and princes, and now I'm in the midst of ranking the princesses, so I'm anxious to see how that turns out. On the day this drops, the newest Vintage Wall previewing for the 1991 Survivor Series will have dropped. I'll be looking at the opener of that show, the Team Piper versus Team Flair. And then the end of the month, of course, will be the February 2011 box office report. So that's all that I got going. You can follow me on Facebook. I'm usually over at the Place to Be Facebook page, where there's a lot of great discussions, questions, tournaments going on. So that's where you can find me.
All right. And Maddie.
Find me on Twitter at MSusan1991. I'm on Jenny and the Gems and every other episode, usually, of Highway to the Impact Zone on the PTB Wrestling feed and on the this here Pop feed. I am the host of the Action Movie Live Watch podcast, Piece of the Action, so check all that out.
All right. As for me, yes, I basically live here on the Pop Experience, Laughing Theater, my Live Watch comedy show. I have a great debate, Year in Pop with Scott D'Amato and Dr. G. Another one of those should be dropping actually fairly soon, maybe even later this week, as I can recall as best I can. And Steve mentioned Pop Goes to Classics. Also, Blockbuster Rewind that I do with Scott Shiflett and Eric Gills. Our show this month is on the RoboCop franchise, so that should be a lot of fun, as well as many, many other shows. I have a brand new pod coming very soon. It is called the Most Sensational, Inspirational, Celebrational, Muppetational Podcast, with The Muppet Show coming to Disney Plus. Me and myself and Miranda Berthold, we are going to be reviewing episodes of The Muppet Show as well as all the Muppet features. So basically, we're going to review four episodes of The Muppet Show per podcast. Once we get to the end of a season, we will then review a movie. So Muppets are very near and dear to my heart, as well as Miranda. So we decided we're going to show them some love and some respect on the feed. Check me out on the Wrestling Network on Evolution and the Great Debate Wrestling. Speaking of the Wrestling Network, lots of fine shows that you can hear all these gentlemen on, as well as the Jenny Position podcast feed brought to you by Jennifer Smith with great shows as well, and the North-South Connection featuring some of these gentlemen as well. Don't forget to check out PlaceToBeNation.com. Steve is one of our main writers, so he has pieces going up all the time. And the Place to Be Facebook group, as Steve mentioned, as well. All kinds of fun tournaments, questions of the day, just a great community. Everybody's there and having a great time. So I want to thank, though, these fine gentlemen. That is Matt Souza, Steve Riddle, Sean Kidd, Tim Slomka, and Logan Crosland. I am Andy Atherton. Thanks for you for joining us on Making Mount Rushmore. And we'll see you on the next episode. Take care, everybody.
From some other beginnings and
it's okay. Fucking it's okay.
Oh God.